another year of volleyball for you. Your favorite time of the year right here. I mean, you count the days. Summer, you like your summer months, but you're ready to go, aren't you?
We are. You know, it was the summer went fast after July 4th, and it always does. We've done this for 30 years. But, yeah, it's. I'm excited about our season. So far, preseason's been well. But, yeah, summer's over, and it's time to get down to some volleyball. So.
You lose some kids off last year's team, return some people, and you have some new faces. You all got to get this thing to gel here early, don't you?
Yeah, you know, it's just about finding that combination and just building trust within teammates, just from the standpoint of just getting to play together. You know, we saw some things today where we're hitting, and then hitters are covering themselves because they're just not used to playing with some people and just knowing that that person is going to be there to cover. So just those connections, and that'll come along. I mean, I think we've come a long way in just this first week of practices, and they're working really hard, but... I told them, I said, that they did a lot of good things, and it's just a matter of playing together for a little longer, and outside competition will bring that, and things will get smoother.
I think he ended up 2-2, decided just not to play a fifth set of this one?
Yeah, we just decided that we predetermined we were going to play four, and that was it. And it was a good competition. Midland's always a great team, and just come in here and play good volleyball. We had some really good moments. So.
You bet. You'll see them, of course, a couple of times during the regular season.
Yeah, the first conference match of the year, so I believe it's Wednesday, September 6th, we open up our conference season with them at our place, so it'll be, we always have battles with them, so it'll be a fun opener.
You're heading to Florida here pretty soon, aren't you?
Yeah, Tuesday, a couple days, and we'll head down there and play a weekend tournament down there against some good teams, and so it's just going to be nice to get down there. I'm taking the whole team, so just not a lot of team bonding. That I believe that's important for our culture, and we're going to play four teams and hopefully come out with some wins.
Is this a pretty large tournament? I mean, there's a lot of teams gathering for this one.
There's 11 teams down there. There was 12. One team dropped late. It's a combination of teams from Indiana, Florida, West Virginia, us. Indiana, Illinois. So, yeah, it's a kind of a mixture of teams. But, yeah, it'll be a good opener for us just to get down there and play some teams and get our bearings to us.
What about when you get in the GPAC conference schedule? Of course, Northwestern, they were the team last year. Yeah. Are they the favorite again this year, or is there somebody new?
No, it's probably going to be Concordia this year. They've returned basically everybody from their team that was a really good team. And not that Northwestern's not going to be good. They will. But they did graduate a lot of firepower in that team. But I think Concordia is going to be the team in the conference. And then I think it's going to be from 2-7, 2-8. It's going to be kind of a battle of just who's playing well during that time, and anybody could do it.
Finally, what about good old number 12 for the team? With Kaylin coming in as a, you know, first got a chance to play some spring ball, now her first chance with the team and everything, hopefully she's doing good for you.
She is. You know, she has such an understanding of the game. You know, she's an undersized outside, but, boy, she's a smart outside. And so she can create points and create shots and a solid passer. So she'll be our only six rotation player just because she's so strong in the back row defensively and passing. And, yeah, she's been a great addition. It was key, I think, her coming in January and being able to be with us for that spring semester, and so just getting used to her teammates and finding that connection. But yeah, she's a study of the game, and I love how she understands. It's like having another coach on the team. You know, obviously being a coach's daughter as well, so it's great having her.